Charlotte Bronte, an introduction. In the small village of Haworth in Yorkshire, the Bronte family created novels and poems that are still admired to this day around the world. The eldest of the three Bronte sisters, Charlotte, was born on 21st of April 1816. The author of Jane Eyre, Shirley and Villette, she was also a very talented poet, as witnessed here in this collection. She died with her unborn child on 31st of March, 1855.
Evening Solace. The human heart has hidden treasures, in secret kept, in silence sealed. The thoughts, the hopes, the dreams, the pleasures, whose charms were broken if revealed. And days may pass in gay confusion, and night in rosy riot fly, while lost in fame's or wealth's illusion, the memory of the past may die. But there are hours of lonely musing, such as in evening silence come, when, soft as birds their pinions closing, the heart's best feelings gather home. Then in our souls there seems to languish a tender grief that is not woe, and thoughts that once wrung groans of anguish now cause but some mild tears to flow. And feelings, once as strong as passions, float softly back, a faded dream. Our own sharp griefs and wild sensations the tale of others' sufferings seem. Oh, when the heart is freshly bleeding, how longs it for that time to be? When through the mist of years receding, its woes but live in reverie. And it can dwell on moonlight glimmer, on evening shade and loneliness, and while the sky grows dim and dimmer, feel no untold and strange distress, only a deeper impulse given by lonely hour and darkened room to solemn thoughts that soar to heaven, seeking a life and world to come. Parting. There's no use in weeping. Though we are condemned to part, there's such a thing as keeping a remembrance in one's heart. There's such a thing as dwelling on the thought ourselves have nursed, and with scorn and courage telling the world to do its worst. We'll not let its follies grieve us. We'll just take them as they come, and then every day will leave us a merry laugh for home. When we've left each friend and brother, when we're parted wide and far, we will think of one another as even better than we are. Every glorious sight above us, every pleasant sight beneath, we'll connect with those that love us, whom we truly love till death. In the evening, when we're sitting by the fire, perchance alone, then shall heart with warm heart meeting give responsive tone for tone. We can burst the bonds which chain us, which cold human hands have wrought, and where none shall dare restrain us, we can meet again in thought. So there's no use in weeping. Bear a cheerful spirit still. Never doubt that fate is keeping future good for present ill.